This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Outgoing Colorado Senator Cory Gardner gave his farewell address on the Senate floor Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Gardner followed in the footsteps of many outgoing senators before him, calling on the chamber to do better for the American people and for the next generation. He said too many times,
"It's always my way or the highway."
Instead, he argued for what he described as a pillar and paint approach. The pillars of a building are the principles and values that drive a legislator, but when it comes to something like the paint color, that's a detail that can be negotiated.
We can respect the pillar and find agreement on the paint. We can hold people's principles in place, respecting those core beliefs that make you who you are, while finding ways to work together to find solutions to common challenges.
He urged his colleagues who will return to rise to the challenges ahead.
Don't waste this opportunity to be who this nation needs you to be at this moment of great challenge. To recognize the difference between the paint and the pillar.
Many of his colleagues also took the opportunity to give tribute to Gardner, his sunny optimism, his love of Colorado, and his drive to get things done. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett.
Agree with him or not, you can't say he hasn't worked hard every single second that he's been here.
Colleagues pointed to Gardner's accomplishments from the Great American Outdoors Act to his work on pandemic relief. Bennett and others said they don't expect this to be the final chapter.
I suspect Senator Gardner is not done with his contribution to the country, to the state of Colorado, to his community, and I look forward to continuing our work together in whatever capacity he ends up choosing to serve.
Until January 3rd, he'll continue to serve as the junior senator of Colorado. He hasn't given any hints about what lies ahead for him, but he ended his address stressing his belief and hope in America.
Because when you believe in America, when you believe in this country, the world is not seeing anything yet. Thank you to my colleagues. Thank you for the honor of serving with you. And Madam President, this kid from Yuma yields the floor.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And there's more of Morning Edition on the way. It's 6:34. This is CPR News.